Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's go over the stories, the top hits, if you will, in Talk Radio this week, as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Then we'll bring in Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, to go through some of the stories and how they're impacting talk radio stations, talk radio hosts, as we monitor all of that all across our country, so you'll know what the big stories are at the end of the week.
Number 10.
At number 10, the sports talk radio world talking a lot about the NBA, the NHL, the beginning of the baseball season, which is right around the corner. And then connected to that,
number 9,
the March Madness focus and threats being aimed at those stadiums and the teams and so forth and the fans that are going to some of the March Madness games.
Number 8,
price of oil. What are we paying at the pump?
Number 7,
the continuing discussion of whether or not to get federal funds for NPR.
Number 6.
Number 6 is the GOP presidential contender list, which includes Donald Trump at the top of many of those lists.
Number 5.
The death of Liz Taylor.
Number 4.
The president's South American trip and the anniversary of Obamacare.
Number 3.
The nuclear situation in Japan and all the food safety hoo-ha, the scams, and all of the artists that are perpetrating frauds on people here and in Japan.
Number 2.
Situation in the Middle East with the bombing in Jerusalem and the various other countries that have unrest.
Number 1.
What's going on in Libya specifically. And now the top 10 people being discussed this week. Let's go back to the top 10 big-voiced announcer.
10.
John Boehner has been threatened by the Tea Party. Either we cut spending or you're out. That's pretty interesting stuff.
Number 9.
The continuing folks in the focus from NPR like Ms. Schiller and Mr. Schiller and Juan Williams.
Number 8.
Sarah Palin.
Number 7.
Mitt Romney.
Number 6.
Donald Trump. See, I told you he was on top of the list.
Number 5.
Michelle Bachmann.
Number 4.
Liz Taylor.
Number 3.
Hillary Clinton.
Number 2.
Muammar Gaddafi.
Number 1.
Barack Obama in the number 1 spot. All right, Michael, I made it through. I didn't do that as well as you do it, but...
I don't have the announcer.
Necessary.
that whole announcer thing is wild.
I cheated, that's right. Well, every once in a while we dust off the big-voiced announcer.
Do we have enough funding on this show to afford an announcer of that caliber?
Well, fortunately, he was paid a long time ago, so we don't have to worry about that.
Are we like NPR now, where we have... high-paid announcers?
Yes, we had high-paid. He was high-paid at the time he was paid, but he's not being paid anymore. He's just there looking good and sounding good.
He's an intern.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose you could have him. Yeah, that might be the case. Why? This is such a political football, the NPR thing, although it does look like the president wouldn't sign the bill anyway. But can't they just run a line? That's why the president or these groups ought to have a line out of veto. If they want to get rid of something like this and they feel like they have the will of the people behind them, if they don't, then they suffer the consequences of the ballot box. But this is government's getting further and further away from the people instead of closer and closer and closer.
Well, that's always been the case, and that's always been a fight. But the NPR thing is a political football, but it seems the longer this case is going on and the longer the issue is in the news, the more and more people who are on the fence are coming out against NPR.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Public sentiment in terms of the masses that don't care are starting to say, well, wait a second. You mean they're making money? They actually are showing a profit in a nonprofit operation.
Right.
Salaries are coming out. People are seeing, especially in commercial radio, the people at NPR make very hefty salaries. That's money that's going into that's coming from not only the government but from the contributions of listeners.
Yeah.
And they make a lot more than people in commercial radio make. I mean, again, the programming is good for the most part. People like it. They're very popular. I'm not knocking it. But the issue of whether the government should be financing something that is, one, politically controversial, and secondly, seems to have plenty of money, is an economic issue. More than it should be a political one. It started as a political issue, but now it's starting to become more just a across-the-board economic issue.
Well, the relevance of the money that comes in from the taxpayer versus what it costs them to run NPR and the other things that are in touch or connected to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is peanuts. It's nickels and dimes. All this is a symbol. And that's why it's important to people. There's nothing about NPR that's going out of business. Mrs. Clinton is going to have to cry about Barney going away. All of that stuff. Those are smoke screens. This is not the NPR, no matter what happens to the federal funding, NPR is not going away. And that may be the most cogent point here, Michael.
I think it's a great point, and I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
NPR is not going away any more than the nuclear crisis in Japan is going to poison the planet.
Right.
These are issues that are of significance, but they're blown up out of proportion for political reasons.
And it's disgraceful the way the so-called news media has tried to scare everybody. You almost think that they're in cahoots with the people who are selling the iodine tablets or whatever else. There's no effect over here at all unless we're buying food and using food from Japan or China. The waters around those areas or something that's in close proximity, then there's a problem for us. Otherwise, there's no problem.
Yeah, and even there, it's a problem, but it's not as large a problem as it's being presented.
Right.
Even where it is a problem, and I'm not saying it's not a problem, it's not as large a problem. We break down in our communications when it comes to degrees of magnitude.
Right.
That's where we lose it in terms of political footballs, murkiness, bad reporting, catastrophization. All of these things happen. We don't get down to the nitty-gritty of degree of the problem.
Is that a word? Catastrophication. That's a great word.
Catastrophize. We catastrophize. Everything is a catastrophe. And there's a little degree of truth compared to the major degree of catastrophe that we create things. Even the whole 2012 lining up of the planets with the center of the galaxy, it's astronomically true, but it's not necessarily going to create mere vibration on this planet, let alone tear the planet apart.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here as we go through the big stories, topics, and a focus on your favorite format as we continue here in the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on the term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back again on the countdown, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We are focused on the top 10 and related things to our favorite format, talk radio, talk television. Ray Fried sends the following email, Michael. The FCC license requirement about solicitation of minority groups is in violation of the freedom of speech part of the Constitution. Do conservative radio hosts have a professional or trade organization, he wants to know, that can challenge the FCC and any other governmental action in court on constitutional grounds? I always question authority, have all my life, but much more recently, not to question is dangerous. This would not pass muster with our founding fathers. Ben Franklin said that to give up civil liberties is the same in the name of safety, you will have neither. The FCC action he's talking about is the requirement the FCC has suggested this week that radio stations have to be soliciting advertising agencies that are Spanish or Hispanic or aimed at minorities. And it's an interesting thing, but people who follow this format know what we're talking about. Michael, how do you read that?
That's very complicated. First of all, they don't have a trade organization of conservative hosts. There is a organization of broadcasters called the National Association of Broadcasters, but they represent station owners. There have been various associations of talk show hosts, but talk show hosts are it's like herding cats.
Yeah.
And they really don't need a trade association, especially when you further split the hairs as to what their political leanings are.
Right.
And any group of talk show hosts can file a class action suit against the government if they want to just get a lawyer and do it. It really doesn't come down to a suing for a First Amendment issue about the way in which the government requires stations to jump through hoops to have broadcast licenses. This has to do with the broadcast license. It doesn't have anything really to do with what you can or cannot say on the air. And also, that is an issue that is completely between the owners of the stations and the government, because the owners have the right to put whatever they want on the air or not based on their own political preference. In other words, free speech protects the owners, not the employees.
Right.
If you want to start your own radio station, go start one. You can't afford to? Well, welcome to capitalism. Put something out on the Internet or start your own printing press. Yeah. It's a complicated issue, and it would require way too much time for me to further explain it than I just did.
All right. Well, but you made a good stab at it, and I think it's more understandable after you suggested a couple of different things that were part of the relationship. That's what makes it complicated, but there's a threat hanging over broadcasters if they don't go chasing around to make sure that advertising agencies are not being discriminated against because they're run by Hispanics or blacks. It's just more big government. Ugh, my God, it's ridiculous.
It's one of the problems that licensed terrestrial radio faces, as it has to jump through hoops to fulfill the requirements of the license, while all the other media that is unlicensed is taking pieces of the pie, and interestingly, from some of those same advertising agencies.
Yeah, you could make an argument, we're almost out of time here, but you could make an argument that if you...
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get to our callers. Obamacare and the anniversary of it being passed. That's sort of the break here. 800-510-8255. Sam's in Hot Springs, Arkansas, where Bill Clinton comes from. Not happy with the changes in insurance because of this bill.
I work for a major telephone communications company. And I had insurance. My son is in college. And I found out this year, because of Obama's health care bill, that I cannot provide him dental and vision. I couldn't pay extra out of my own pocket and get it through my insurance because of this health care bill. Before the health care law, my insurance covered him till he got out of college. And I could supply him with vision and dental. Now, he's still on my health care, and I always paid extra for vision and dental because my son needed glasses. And, you know, he needed teeth because he's rambunctious. He busted one of them, you know. But so I'm opposed to government doing any what we call government these days, doing anything that it's doing. It's way out of control. It's beyond comprehension the amount of debt that the federal government is in. And they just keep piling it on like it's never going to, like, you know, the party's never going to end.
Yep, that's the sad reality. You're right, Sam. 800-510-8255. Carrie is in Baltimore listening to the Big Talker 1580 in Washington booming in there.
I don't know why we're celebrating. On my own personal experience, I have a spinal injury, and they're telling me now that I can't get the pre-existing insurance plan, the new plan, unless I don't have any insurance company coverage for 6 months. Now, how is that going to help me if I can't work and I don't have any money? For the people who are working in insurance companies, they're afraid that they're going to lose their job because of these new requirements that the insurance company spend 85% of their money on services to the participants. I don't know why we're celebrating. And what is there to celebrate about taking $500 billion out of Medicare? This is absurd.
All right. So, yeah, you're right about that. Denise, in Michigan, a healthcare worker. Go ahead.
if you set aside the constitutionality of the law and set aside the feasibility of it costing for the country to be able to pay for it, which they can't pay for Medicare or Medicaid now, it really is an issue. I am a healthcare administrator and a registered nurse, and I deal with refunds from Medicare, Medicaid, and insurance companies. And I can tell you it is far more difficult to get the government, Medicare and Medicaid, to pay for services. Medicaid is considered a third-rate type of coverage. So if, you know, if this White House and administration is looking at covering everyone and that being kind of a humanitarian thing, the issue is the coverage that you actually get is of very poor quality. Medicaid covers very minimal services to the patient. So I really think that this health care law is wrong-headed. For example, in a nursing home, if you're covered under Medicare or a private payer by insurance, it's generally a reimbursement of about $300-plus a day. For Medicaid, it's not even $200 a day at times. So clearly what the provider has to do is they have to look at their resources and taper back in order to cover people. Most everyone in this country who doesn't have health insurance is still covered. They can go to a hospital and they can receive services. Over 80% of the people in this country are happy with their health care coverage. This step is completely wrong-headed. You might be covering everyone, but the quality of what you're covering is poor. And that is why this health care law, hopefully, we pray to God, that it is found unconstitutional.
Wow, there's a lot in that call, but a lot of right-ons are being said by people listening. Livia, up next on the countdown.
In today's economic climate, retirement planning has become essential. Contributing to an individual retirement account, or IRA, is vital to Americans' future financial health. While financial advisors recommend that people open and contribute to IRAs as early as possible, it's never too late to begin. If you're not sure where to start, the AAA Deposit Program recommends that the first thing you need to do is decide what kind of IRA you'd like to open. One type of IRA, the Roth IRA, is funded through after-tax income. Anyone can open one as long as their income falls below the maximum specified by the IRS. You can withdraw your contributions to a Roth IRA at any time, but to withdraw earnings tax-free, you must be at least 59 and a half years old and have held the account for at least 5 years. For information about AAA's deposit program, visit AAA.com/deposits or call 1-888-728-3230. That's 1-888-728-3230.
You know, I'm always on the go, and the Sears Automotive Center lets me schedule vehicle maintenance around my life. Their daily, extended, and weekend business hours, even on Sunday, makes car care more convenient and way less stressful.
Through March 26th, buy three of our best-selling Goodyear tires and get one free. Plus, save up to an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to
America's number one source for independent talk radio. For over a decade, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Bombing, Libya, airstrikes, they continue. And so another part, another focus of the Talk Radio Countdown show this hour are the things you need to know about what's going on over there and what people are saying so that you can formulate an opinion and then call it in at 800-510-8255. You can follow all of this at Facebook at DougStephan.com. We'll get started with Fox Bill O'Reilly here talking to Charles Krauthammer. A combo that's familiar and often together. This is the, again, the focus is whether or not we ought to be going after Gaddafi.
This is a tough one, you know, because you get Gaddafi. We know he was responsible for the Lockerbie bombing, but the U.S. let it go. We maintain relations with him, you know, and all of that. And I'm saying to myself, if I'm president, don't I have a responsibility to avenge the deaths of Americans at the hands of a tyrant like this?
Well, I think there are a lot of different cases. In the case we're talking about where Reagan did retaliate, it was a clear attack on Americans and a clear retaliation where he tried to kill the Gaddafi out and out straight. We've done that when we have an address. You got to have an address. Often it's a terrorist attack, like happened in the Clinton years when they attacked the embassies in Tanzania and in Kenya. There, with a terrorist, you don't have an address. What we did, you'll remember, 1998, Bill Clinton came back from vacation. He announced an attack on a drug factory in Sudan. We thought that Osama bin Laden owned, and we lobbed a few cruise missiles into empty tents in Afghanistan. I think your reference to 9/11 is the best example of retaliation. The ultimate attack, 9/11 attack, the ultimate retaliation. We went into a country, invaded it, deposed the regime, killed as many as we could, scattered the rest. That, I mean, there are a lot of other reasons for the war in Afghanistan, but that was one of them, certainly was revenge. But if it's a terror group like Al-Qaeda, you often don't have a return address.
Okay.
And you often have to wait a decade if you want to do the retaliation.
You have to have absolute proof before you go after the people. I absolutely agree with that. But in the case of Iran, they pick up three American hikers on the Kurdish border, and they hold them. Two of them. One of them got out. North Korea picks up two ladies, you know, on a Chinese border, and they hold them, and they do this, and they do that. Over the years, there have been many incidents. Mayaguez incident. So the American president, I guess, has to calculate what's good for the country, or does he have a mandate to right these wrongs?
He's got a mandate, but there's a difference between retaliating for a terror attack, which is now over, and retaliating over the seizure of hostages. Because when you've got hostages, you've got a living, breathing American at the other end whose life is in danger. In fact, Reagan, the guy we have cited here as the guy who did the retaliation for the attack on the disco in Germany, his worst hour was that when we had our hostages held in Lebanon, he caved. He gave arms to Iran. I mean, he wasn't even successful in springing the hostages. Even Reagan was when you're faced with a hostage, and we are a civilized society, we care about every individual, we want to strike the enemy who seizes the hostage, but you can't because you don't want to endanger the life of the hostage.
And that's why it's
a dilemma that every president has faced, and no one has ever had a good answer to.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson with the Barbary Pirates had to do the same thing. Last question. You believe the president of the United States is a moral imperative to absolutely engage in all of these things, has to do it.
Yes, when an American is seized or killed, yes, he should retaliate. He has to let the world know that the price of blood of Americans is extremely high. Otherwise, if it's not, we will be the target everywhere. Hostages is a tough case. Gaddafi has a price on his head because of what he did in 1988. If in the course of this war we kill him, it will be justice.
Okay.
Justice is at hand. 800-510-8255. We have three or four more pieces of the pie from various television and radio programs, including over on CNN. Elliot Spitzer is talking with his now new cohort is Nick Robertson about the effectiveness of this no-fly zone.
The question for you tonight is, are Gaddafi's troops showing any signs of cracking under the four-day assault that we have waged against them?
From what we're seeing here in Tripoli, the answer seems to be no. From the reports that we get from coalition and from opposition forces in Misrata, the answer also appears to be no. And from the town of Ajdabia in the east of the country, where there's been reports of fighting in the city between rebels and the government, the answer there seems to be no. Coalition commanders had yesterday say they thought they were having some impact in persuading Gaddafi's forces it wasn't worth fighting. We talked to naval officers today at a naval facility that was targeted overnight last night. They also told us they wouldn't be about to back down.
So, Nick, what I gather from what you're saying is that even though we have established this no-fly zone that is at the centerpiece of our military strategy, it has not been effective in preventing either the continued assault against civilians in Misrata or the other cities in the east, or certainly in getting Gaddafi to leave the country or leave power. So there seems to be a very real tension, a disjunction between our military strategy and our political objectives here.
Or to reach the political objectives, the military strategy needs to continue. That may also be something that people will be weighing at the moment. When we were in the port facility today that was targeted overnight last night, right next to the warehouses and mobile missile systems that have been targeted were eight naval vessels. We weren't allowed to film them. But the clear inference for the Gaddafi regime would be that we can hit your storage facilities one night. We could just as easily be hitting your Navy the following night. And the naval officers themselves told us the same thing, that they believe they could be the targets in the coming nights ahead. So this will be what Gaddafi is weighing up as he tries to figure out, is he going to continue to push the fight against the opposition at the moment? And at the moment, the answer seems to be his coming up with defiance. For the first time, he appeared on television, apparently, and according to state television, this was live at his palace compound that was struck just 2 days ago, calling this, as he had over the past couple of days, a crusader war. He appears to be backing down not one inch here, Elliot.
Well, you know, certainly his rhetoric has not changed the slightest little bit. What are you hearing from those in his military? Do you sense, on the part of the military beneath him, any sense of doubt, any sense that, my goodness, we have Europe against us, we have the Arab League against us, we have the might of the United States against us, we, the military, had better come up with an exit strategy, otherwise our necks are on the line. Any sense there of doubt within the military ranks on Gaddafi's side?
You know, I have to say that our access to the military here is pretty limited. We did get an opportunity to speak with some naval officers, a young officer just graduated from university last year, and some more senior officers. None of them said, when I asked them, what should be happening now, should you be backing down in the face of a coalition enforcement of the no-fly zone and protection of civilians, none of them said Gaddafi should go. One of them I spoke to spoke good English. He understood my questions, but didn't really understand my questions. I think what he was telling me was, I can't answer this question. I'm not going to answer this question about Gaddafi going because it's going to be bad for me. No one here is going to go on camera and tell you that they think Gaddafi should step down.
All right. We've got the usual back and forth. Nick Robertson sounds like three or four of the others that have worked for CNN. They have good international representation in their reporting staff. So let's listen to a talk radio exchange on this. John Justice talks to Senator McCain about whether he thinks we're on the right track there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you were calling for a no-fly zone in Libya long before we started to intervene. What are your thoughts on President Barack Obama's actions in the past few days, and are we on the right track with what's going on in Libya right now?
Well, first of all, as you know, I called for it right from the beginning when the momentum was on the side of the anti-Gaddafi people. And at that time, I think a no-fly zone would have toppled Gaddafi. Unfortunately, we waited and delayed, and the momentum shifted back in favor of Gaddafi. I think the no-fly zone is vital. And by the way, I think it came just in time. Gaddafi was entering suburbs, literally, of Benghazi when we began it. And so I think it can be effective in stopping Gaddafi. I think we need a no-drive zone, frankly, to help the rebels achieve their objective, which is American policy. The American policy is that Gaddafi must go. In order to get a resolution through the United Nations, which seems to now dictate American national security policy, they had to agree that it was just for, quote, humanitarian purposes. So around Masrati and other cities, it's still very close. And so I think that it's possible that we may have to, along with other countries, supply some arms to the anti-Gaddafi forces so that they can forcibly eject Gaddafi. Finally, could I just say, Gaddafi has American blood on his hands. He was responsible for Pan Am 103, where 190 Americans died. He is an international outlaw and a cruel despot. So I think American policy is correct. The president stated that he should go and give these people a chance to at least live without Gaddafi over them.
800-510-8255. So that's John Justice talking to Senator McCain. He also talked to him about whether or not Gaddafi needed to be removed at one point, and then there's something else he says back and forth. You have the usual political spin on that. What I'm interested in now, and so are all the folks listening, is your thought, your spin, if you will. Your call is welcome at 800-510-8255 on whether Gaddafi needs to be removed, why we're getting involved in Libya, the whole no-fly zone becoming a real hot potato. 44 past the hour on the countdown.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venecura. If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Venecura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Venecura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Venecura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Venecura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Caller time, 800-510-8255. We'll start with Leon, who's listening in Macon, Georgia, to the countdown. Please go ahead, sir. We are very interested in your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't want to be misunderstood. I understand that our soldiers already have to sign a document in order to join the military that says they're the product or property of the government, which could be any employee or corporation. And then they're deployed and used. I hate it when our troops are misdeployed. And now you mean to tell me they're spreading them somewhere else? I understand that we are considered heroes around the globe. I also understand that that tends to be rapidly diminishing. Now, here in Macon, it's hard for me to get on the airwaves to even say these things. I'll be cut off. However, I'm going to say our troops are spread too thin. They're like, it's like butter. Use our troops as a solvent. If you want to send them over here and send them over there all the time and let them get killed, and ironically, to this day, the majority of the people who send them over there will never send their children. That's ironic. I think they're being misused. I understand what's going on there with Gaddafi and what I've been told. However, I think there's better things to use our troops for as far as, you know, it's such as watching out for the territory that we live in.
Yeah. What made you think you were going to get taken off the air? Whose program do you go on where if you say something like that, you get taken off the air?
Oh, if I try to go on like, a place called like 9:40 a.m., I may be able to talk to a Charles Richardson, but a guy named Kenny B. will cut me off in a minute. I cannot get on his radio station. He'll keep cutting me off because he doesn't want me to really get to certain issues. He'll cut it off. Yeah. And so I see that I use that to gauge what, you know, sort of like how the media really receives what the public really has to say. It's about what someone, like if I was super, super rich, or something, then maybe I could say something.
All right.
And, you know,
I'm not
going to perpetuate anything.
We got it. Thank you. Here's a Muslim American named Aziz.
I am a Muslim Arab American. I'm a Republican. I'm not a fan of President Obama. However, he did the right thing. He was a little bit slow getting in. But remember, the Middle East is a very confusing place. And all these passive-aggressive congressmen and senators talking about he should have done that, he should have not done that, they really don't know what they're talking about.
Passive-aggressiveness. You agree with that term? Yep, if you understand it, I think maybe that's a pretty good term. 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now as we continue to view what's going on in the world of stories and topics from the top 10 list this week. An overview of a couple of the important stories from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who has his law office open now for business. His shingle has been posted, and we're ready to go with, first of all, the legalities of us being involved in Libya. There are a lot of discussions, and as we know, there's, you know, don't let facts get in the way of a good conversation. What really does the president have to do in order to commit our troops or forces? Does he really, as some have said this week, have 60 days before he has to go to Congress? And has everything that he's done this week actually proven to be or would be proven to be legal if he were taken to task that way, Steve?
Yeah, I think pretty much it would. You know, in the wake of the Vietnam War, that was the first time that the president's powers in regard to committing troops were challenged, and there were rules put in as far as the type of engagement and how long before the president would need approval from Congress. There's also always issues of funding, but everything he's done to this point has been illegal. I'll tell you, the real legal issue comes out of, you know, we bomb palaces where Muammar Gaddafi is located, and let's face it, the real goal, they don't say it, but the real goal is to get rid of Gaddafi.
Right.
Technically, if we try and kill him, that could come as an assassination of a foreign leader against whom we have not declared war, and that is illegal in the United States. So that's one reason why you'll see the military leaders say, no, we are not targeting Gaddafi, and we just happen to be hitting palaces we know he's been at.
Ah, isn't that sweet?
Yes. There's a very big difference.
Yes, there is. You're right about that. Well, Ronald Reagan did that. He took out his house and a couple of his kids, didn't he, when he was president?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We would never charge him with any, a little late now anyway, but.
A bit.
Right. Okay. Japan and the the scams, maybe more than anything else. What ought people to look out for here when it comes to all of the scams? And will there be suits? Will there be people who will try to go after some of these companies for trying to convince you to do something that you really don't need to do?
Yeah, you know, the scam artists, the criminals were up within minutes of the tsunami and the earthquake. The first wave of scams related to charities. And
see, you're really being unfair. These are just entrepreneurs who are trying to take. What's the problem with that? Come on, will you?
Well, you know, the problem is you're not too far off with certain charities,
right?
Because unfortunately, there are the total scam charities where they entirely intend to take all of your money that you give them, intending it to go to charitable purposes. But then there are, frankly, the charities that are technically legal, and then you see how much of the money goes to their administrative expenses and salaries for the higher-ups. You know, I'm not sure this is not a real scam going on there, too, so there is something there. The other scam that is happening a lot, people are afraid of radiation, and so there are these iodide tablets that people can take to help prevent certain kinds of throat cancer.
Right.
And these have been sold off the shelves. The thing
but we
is,
don't need them over here because there's no real radiation danger here.
Yeah.
It's just like, let's scare everybody. And you wonder if the news media isn't in cahoots somehow with these people.
You know, there are times that the hysteria is manufactured by the media. It's a better story. And so you do have to wonder, particularly as you hit it on the head, there is absolutely no reason for anyone in the United States to be taking this kind of medication, which also can have side effects, as anything can. If you're afraid of the radiation from Japan, it just isn't a problem. And yet there are companies that are pushing it out there, some of it legitimate medicine, some of it not, but the scare created by the media is certainly a part of that.
Yeah. All right, let's spend a minute talking about the NPR funding issue. There are those people who say they're going to sue. I don't know how they're going to sue if the government decides they're not going to fund it. So what? NPR won't go away. Any legal wrinkle to this at all?
Yeah, the first thing is, I don't think much is going to happen from this because the legislation hasn't made it through the Senate, made it through the House. Probably won't make it through the Senate. Even if it does go through the Senate, President Obama's constituency is not going to want him to go along with that. He would probably veto it.
Yeah.
You know, there isn't any right for NPR to have this money. But it is something that there is a sizable constituency that will have its influence on the election.
Yep. Push those congressmen. Push those senators. Stephen J.J. Wiseman from the law office of the, he's got a cubbyhole actually down the basement at Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.